Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
The South Seas have a cuisine covering a group of far-flung island empires. The tiniest islands dot huge expanses of ocean. All of them are populated by noble peoples of a common heritage. The surf breaks on the sun-washed shores of Fiji, Java, Tahiti, Polynesia, Melanesia, and Micronesia, all separated by oceans, but each sharing similar climates, customs, and foods. We, of course, are most familiar with our own corner of this island paradise, Hawaii. Fortunately for us, the cuisine of this widespread group of islands has been distilled and concentrated in Hawaii. This is a happy thing, for many of us reach Hawaii while few people ever experience even Tahiti, let alone the lesser islands. But the same foods are common throughout most of these many islands. Pork roasted on a spit or in a pit or over hot lava rocks. Mangoes, papayas, bananas, and pineapples, rich, succulent tropical fruits. Coconuts swaying on their palms, providing drink and food. And, of course, the ever-present poi, or pounded taro root. And, of course, then there are oceans rich with exotic fish and shellfish, virtually the bounty of paradise, an Eden flung all over the Pacific Ocean. Let's explore some of the toothsome foods imported from these shores. When I think of traveling in the South Pacific, one appetizer always rushes to my mind, ramaki. It's an exquisite blend of chicken livers, water chestnuts, and bacon. They demand a little effort, but I'm sure you will find them rewarding. I drain a can of water chestnuts and wrap each chestnut with a chicken liver. And then I use a half a strip of bacon to wrap it in, and with a toothpick, I secure everything. This calls for a certain amount of dexterity because they are very slippery. Now, don't turn your noses up at the chicken livers. This is no time to be squeamish. They are delicious. I generally prepare three or four of these for each guest. When it's time to serve them, I bake the ramaki in 375-degree oven until the bacon is crisp. It's usually about 25 minutes. I serve these on a platter with a bowl of ketchup and a bowl of Chinese mustard, a little hotter than usual. Chinese mustard, try and find it. It's literally incandescent. It's easy to prepare. You just mix 3 tablespoons of dry mustard with 2 tablespoons of water or beer. Stir it well and put it in a shallow dish. Warn your guests. You must be kind. If you feel reckless, spike the ketchup with a tablespoonful of prepared horseradish. All these flavors blend nicely with the ramaki. I usually don't mention the chicken livers unless someone asks me specific questions. After all, a little clandestine vitamin B never hurt anyone. Now, that's one sauce for ramaki, but my favorite sauce is quick and easy to make. I bring a half a cup of pineapple juice to a boil. Then I stir in a half a cup of brown sugar, a half a cup of ketchup, and 4 tablespoons full of soy sauce. When this begins to simmer, stir in a teaspoon of cornstarch that has been mixed in, well, in a tablespoonful or two of pineapple juice, enough to moisten it, make it runny. I let this all boil and stir it vigorously. Believe me, this makes a beautiful sweet and sour sauce in which to dip your ramaki.